天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。我们现在正在学习的系列是 Christmas 圣诞节。透过前三次的学习，小华相信大家对圣诞节的认识一定非常的深刻。那今天麦克牧师又会带领我们来看待圣诞节哪些方面的讯息呢？那就让我们预备心，打开圣经，一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a delight it is to know that you are on the other side listening to this program.
很高兴你能在收音机旁边收听这个节目。
We have been celebrating Christmas by talking about the birth of Jesus.
这项我们都在谈论耶稣基督降生的事，来庆祝圣诞节。
And we will continue to do the same today.
今天就让我们继续下去。
The Bible said that there were wise men who came from afar to Jerusalem saying,
圣经说有几位博士从很远的地方来到耶路撒冷说，
Where is that newborn king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
The reason these men are called wise is because they have responded to the call of God through a star.
这些人被称为博士或有智慧的人，是因为他们随着一颗星的指引回应了神的呼唤。
They came to worship the one and only God who had come in human body.
他们前来敬拜那位道成肉身唯一的真神。
Listening friends, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请留心地听着我说。
Foolishness is the opposite of wisdom.
智慧的相反就是愚昧。
If wisdom is responding to the call of God,
如果回应神的呼唤是智慧的表现，
then foolishness is a rejection and the indifference to the Christ of Christmas.
那么拒绝和漠视耶稣基督就很愚昧了。耶稣基督就是圣诞节的主人公。
And just as God used a star to communicate to these astrologers the good news of Christ,
昔日神用一颗星告诉这些星象学家有关耶稣基督的福音。
Today he uses human stars.
今天他用人为的星。
He uses events and circumstances.
他使用环境和所发生的事件。
He uses his word, the Bible.
他也用他自己的话语，就是圣经。
The wise will receive it and obey it.
有智慧的人会接受他，并遵行他的教训。
But the foolish will reject it and ignore it.
但是愚昧的人就拒绝他和漠视他的教导。
Wisdom is at a premium these days.
今天人们高举智慧。
Wisdom is getting scarce in our generation.
但这个世代智慧越来越稀罕。
Yet we desperately need it today more than any other time in history.
可是今天我们对它的需要比历史上任何一个世代更加迫切。
Now I want you to contrast these wise men of the Bible.
现在请你将圣经中所讲的这几位博士
with a group of other men who were in a boat on the coast of England.
跟英伦海岸边一艘船上的人做个比较。
It was some time ago,
几年前，
when there was one of those famous gale storms that are known to sweep the coast.
这里的海岸常受飓风吹袭，那是有一股风暴横扫海岸一带。
A ship was wrecked and was sending a distress signal.
有一艘船遇难，发出求救讯号。
As soon as the distress signal was heard,
当接收到求救讯号之后，
A gallant lifeboat crew started speedily answering the call.
一艘英勇的救生艇马上做出回应。
On reaching the wreck,
当他们赶到船只出事地点的时候，
the lifeboat crew witnessed a scene of horror and deprivation.
救生艇上的人员亲眼看见可怕而悲惨的一幕。
The captain of the ill-fated vessel,
原来这艘遇难船只的船长，
was totally drunk.
喝得酩酊大醉。
He was standing on board and would not enter the lifeboat.
他站在甲板上不肯上救生艇。
This madman refused to avail himself to the messengers of mercy sent to him in that moment of imminent danger.
在危难中，他像疯子似的拒绝那些仁慈的救生员的救助。
Unlike the wise men from the east,At the birth of Jesus.
不像那些在耶稣出生时从东方来的博士。
This drunk captain would not respond to the star sent to him to lead him to salvation.
这个喝醉了的船长不肯对差来的救星做出回应，尽管这颗星可以带给他拯救。
But that's not all.
不仅是这样。
Not only would he not enter into the lifeboat himself,
不单他自己不肯上救生艇，
But he also drew his revolver, threatening to shoot the first man who would dare to jump from the sinking wreck into the lifeboat.
他还拔出手枪威吓说，谁敢第一个从即将沉没的船上跳进救生艇的话，他就射杀他。
All of the entreating of the Coast Guard was in vain.
海岸警卫队的队员无论怎么样劝说都徒劳无功。
The drunkard captain was bent not only on his own destruction,
这个喝醉了的船长一意孤行，不但害了自己，
but also on the destruction of his crew stubbornly refusing to leave the shipwreck.
也害了他的船员，他顽固地拒绝离开已损坏的船。
Six of the crewmen who were also drunk joined the captain in his foolish refusal to enter the lifeboat.
船上另外六个同样喝醉了的水手加入船长的阵线，愚蠢地拒绝登上救生艇。
Finally and reluctantly, the captain of the lifeboat ordered his men to head back to shore.
最后在不得已之下，救生艇的艇长只好下令撤回岸边。
They took with them the precious few who would dare to defy their captain's wrath.
他们只救到寥寥几个敢于违抗船长怒气的人。
As the lifeboat was heading back to shore,
当救生艇驶回岸边时，
About halfway,
在半途上，
there was a lull in the storm and over the waters came a wailing cry.
暴风雨稍微转弱，水面传来哀嚎声。
Lifeboat, lifeboat, lifeboat.
救生艇啊，救生艇啊，救生艇啊。
Once more, the gallant men pushed off toward the wreck.
那些英勇的救生员再一次地驶回遇难的船那儿。
But alas, it was too late.
可是已经太迟了。
The wretched captain and six men had sunk beneath the boiling surf.
那可怜又愚昧的船长和六个船员都淹没在汹涌的波涛下。
They had vainly called for the rejected lifeboat when it was too late.
他们曾经拒绝拯救，如今再向救生艇求救，为时已晚，没有用了。
The day of the first Christmas,
第一个圣诞日
was more than just the day a baby was born of a virgin in Bethlehem.
那一天在伯利恒不单有一个婴孩从童贞女而生。
The day of the first Christmas,
第一个圣诞日
was God's sending of a lifeboat to humanity.
神差遣了一艘救生艇来拯救人类。
The day of the first Christmas,
第一个圣诞日
was God's rescue mission to humanity.
神向人类展开救赎行动。
It was God's rescue mission from sin, guilt, death, and destruction.
那就是神拯救人脱离过犯、罪恶、死亡和毁灭的救赎任务。
God became flesh in order that we may enter into heaven and be saved from hell.
神成为肉身是要叫我们借着他得以进入天堂，免受地狱的煎熬。
And these wise men responded by coming and worshiping Jesus.
这些博士做出回应，前来朝拜耶稣基督。
What type of star was it?
那颗星是哪一类的星呢？
What shape star was it?
那颗星的形状是什么样子的？
How bright was the star?
那颗星有多亮？
All of this doesn't matter anymore than the shape or the type of the lifeboat that was seeking to rescue the foolish seaman.
这一切都不重要，就好像那艘要去拯救愚昧船员的救生艇的形状和类型也并不重要。
What matters is that they followed and obeyed the direction of the star.
重要的是，他们愿意跟随并顺服星的指引。
They did not waste their time analyzing it.
他们没有浪费时间来分析它。
They did not waste their time studying it.
他们没有浪费时间来研究它。
They did not waste their time speculating on its nature.
他们没有浪费时间去考究它的性质。
They did not waste their time comparing it with other stars.
他们没有浪费时间将它跟别的星比较。
They did not waste their time doubting its reality.
他们没有浪费时间去怀疑它的真实性。
They did not waste their time merely admiring it.
他们没有浪费时间光是欣赏它。
They did not waste their time waiting for more evidence.
他们没有浪费时间以等待更多的证据。
They followed the star's leading.
他们跟随星的带领。
They went where the star took them.
星带他们去哪儿，他们就去哪儿。
They went in obedience, responding to its leading.
他们顺服地跟随他的带领。
Perhaps there is a star in your life.
也许在你生命中有一颗星。
A star that is trying to point you to the King of Kings.
是要带领你到万王之王那儿去的一颗星。
A star that is trying to point you to the only lifeboat out of future destruction.
这颗星要带你到那唯一能救你脱离未来毁灭的救生艇那儿。
Perhaps there is a star that is trying to point you to the only one who can give your life meaning and satisfaction.
也许有一颗星要带你到全能者那儿，唯有他才可以给你有意义和满足的生命。
Perhaps there is a star that is trying to point you to the only one who will fill the empty void that you have.
也许有一颗星要带你到全能者那儿，唯有他才能填满你内心的空虚。
Perhaps that star in your life is your mother or your father.
也许你生命中的星就是你的父亲或是你的母亲。
Perhaps it is one of your children.
也许是你的一个儿女。
Perhaps it's your brother or sister.
也许是你的兄弟或姐妹。
Perhaps it's a wife or a husband.
也许是你的妻子或是你的丈夫。
Perhaps it's a friend or a companion.
也许是你的朋友或是伙伴。
These stars in your life have prayed for you.
你生命中的这些星一直为你祷告。
They have pointed the way to you.
他们为你指出一条路。
They have tried to lead you to the only one who can save your soul.
他们尝试把你带到那位可以拯救你灵魂的全能者那儿。
Oh, this day can be the day in which you can say yes to Jesus.
今天就是你要对主耶稣说我愿意的日子。
The baby in the manger, miraculously born of a virgin, was God of very God.
卧在马槽中从童贞女而生的婴孩就是那位又真又活的神。
I am the way, the only way.
我就是道路唯一的道路。
I am the truth, the ultimate truth.
我就是真理，绝对的真理。
I am the only life giver, including eternal life.
我就是那位给予生命的唯一主宰，包括永生。
I am the only one who is your lifeboat in the midst of the deadly storm of life.
我就是那唯一的救主，也就是把你从生命暴风雨中拯救出来的救生艇。
I am the only one who can transform your life and give it meaning and fulfillment and identity.
我就是那唯一的主，也就是能改变你的生命，成为有意义且丰盛的独特生命。
My listening friends, let me entreat you today.
亲爱的朋友，今天让我恳求你。
Don't waste your time running after or following other stars.
不要浪费你的时间追寻或跟随其他的星。
They will only lead you to destruction.
他们只会带你走向灭亡。
Self-absorption and self-gratification will only lead you to disease and mental disorder.
自我专注和自我满足只能让你生病和精神失常。
Seeking after temporary pleasures will lead you to emptiness and despondency.
寻求短暂的欢乐将会使你感到空虚和沮丧。
Be wise this day.
今天你要聪明一点。
Follow the star that will lead you to the only one who really loves you.
跟随那颗会把你带到真正爱你的永生神那儿的心。
He loves you even when you ignore him.
纵然你漠视这位真神，他仍然爱你。
He loves you even when you reject him.
纵然你拒绝这位真神，他仍然爱你。
He loves you even when you defy him.
纵然你叛逆这位真神，他仍然爱你。
He loves you even when you could not love yourself.
纵然你自己也不能爱你自己，他仍然爱你。
With an outstretched arm, he is saying to you,
他伸开双手对你说，
Come to me.
到我这里来吧。
All who are empty and I will fill you.
所有空虚的人，我会填满你的心。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
All of you who are ready to give up on life, and I will give it meaning and purpose.
所有对人生感到失望的人，我将赐予你生命的意义和目标。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
All who are trying so hard by your efforts and are leading you nowhere.
你已经尽了最大的努力，却一事无成。
Come, for I have been waiting for you.
来呀，我一直在等待你。
I have sent you one message after another.
我不断地呼唤，传达信息给你。
Today, hear my clear and unequivocal message of love because I will not wait forever.
今天就留心听我清楚明确的爱的信息，因为我不会一直等下去。
Just like the lifeboat in the story which had to depart at some point,
就像刚才那故事中的救生艇一样，到了不得不离开的地步。
In the same way, the Bible says that the day is coming when God's door of mercy will be shut.
同样的，圣经也说，神恩典的门将要关闭，那日子越来越近了。
When that happens, where will you be?
当那日来临时，你会在哪里呢？
There is no telling how long it took these wise men to come from Persia or even possibly further east, all the way to Jerusalem.
我们不晓得那些从波斯或更远地方来的东方博士要走多久才到达耶路撒冷。
Travel was difficult in those days.
在古时候，长途跋涉并不是容易的事。
There were hostile tribes along the way.
半途会遇到怀有敌意的部落。
There were broad rivers like the Tigris and the Euphrates to be crossed.
还要横渡像底格里斯和幼发拉底般的广阔的河流。
There were trackless desert to penetrate.
要深入无迹可寻的沙漠。
Yet they came to Jesus.
他们仍然来到耶稣的跟前。
They followed his loving signal.
他们跟随他爱的讯号。
You too must come to him no matter what it costs you.
无论要付上多大的代价，你也必须来到他跟前。
Is it going to cost you your friends?
哪怕是失去你的朋友。
God will give you new and loving friends.
神会给你新的爱你的朋友。
Is it going to cost you giving up alcohol?
哪怕是戒掉醉酒的陋习。
The Spirit of God will fill you with love and joy so that you won't need any other substance.
神的灵让你心里充满了爱和喜乐，以致你不再需要其他的东西。
Is it going to cost you a lifestyle that you know is wrong and plaguing you with guilt?
哪怕是要你放弃某种生活的方式，而你深知道这种生活是不对的，并且会被罪疚感缠绕。
God will free you and release you from its grip.
神要把你从中释放出来。
Will you come today and enter into God's lifeboat, the Christ of Christmas?
今天你愿不愿意登上神的救生艇，就是圣诞节所纪念的耶稣基督。
When the wise men finally came to Jerusalem, they went about asking, "Where is the newborn king?"
那些博士终于来到耶路撒冷，他们到处问，新生王在哪儿？
Most of the citizens in Jerusalem, rich or poor, did not understand what they were talking about.
耶路撒冷大部分的居民，不论贫富，都不明白他们所问的。
They were all thinking of King Herod was their king.
他们全部都以为希律就是他们的王。
Herod wanted no competition for his throne.
希律不容许有人威胁他的王位。
It is very much the same today. Nothing has changed.
今天也是一样，并没有什么改变。
Although Jesus, the King of Kings, was born 2,000 years ago,
虽然耶稣基督万王之王在2000年前已经降生，
and we have all the historical evidence that we need about him,
而我们也有历史的证据足以证明有关耶稣基督的事。
Although we have singularly been blessed by him,
虽然我们得天独厚，享受神的赐福。
Don't try to find Jesus in the main square of the city.
却不要在城市的闹区里寻找耶稣。
They know him not there.
那儿的人不认识他。
But seek him in his word.
倒要在他的话语中寻找他。
For he is to be found in the pages of this sacred book.
因为在圣经中，我们就可以找到耶稣。
This book will tell you that the babe was none other than God incarnate.
这本书告诉你，那婴孩就是神道成肉身。
God in human flesh.
神来到世界成为人。
The Bible will tell you that Jesus was born to die a violent death.
圣经告诉你，耶稣降世为人，并且将受酷刑而死。
Why?
为什么？
So that he may pay for the penalty of your sin.
这样他便为你的罪付上赎价。
And build the bridge between you and his Father.
在你和父神之间筑起一座桥梁。
He died so that he may make it possible for you and for me to call God our Father.
他的死让你和我可以称神为我们的天父。
He died so that he may make it possible for you and for me to live the life of ultimate fulfillment.
他的死让你和我可以过一个丰盛的人生，
and then spend eternity with him.
且将来与他永远同在。
When the wise men finally came to Jesus,
当那些博士终于来到耶稣的跟前，
their perplexity was over.
他们不再困惑，
their search was over.
他们不用再寻觅，
their frustration was over.
他们不再沮丧。
They had found life's ultimate fulfillment.
他们找到了人生的最终目标。
That same peace and joy can be yours today.
今天你也可以得着同样的平安和喜乐。
You can say goodbye to searching.
你可以向寻觅告别。
You can say goodbye to perplexity.
你可以对困惑告别。
You can say goodbye to frustration.
你可以对沮丧告别。
When Jesus Christ is born in your heart today,
今天当耶稣基督进入你的心中，
you will be a new creature.
你就是一个新造的人。
To you, he will not be just the Lord of the universe.
对你来说，他不单单是宇宙的主宰，
but he becomes your Lord and the Lord of your life.
他将成为你的神和你生命之主。
He will be your guide.
他是你的引导。
He will be your rudder.
他是你的舵手。
Even in the midst of the choppy waters of circumstances,
就算你现在水深火热当中，
will you respond to his call of rescue?
你愿意接受神的拯救吗？
Will you say yes to Jesus?
你愿意回答耶稣吗？
Will you say, Come, Lord Jesus, be born in my heart today?
你会说，主耶稣啊，今天请进到我的心里来。
It is our prayer thatYour answer would be yes.
我们期望你会回答说是的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，亲爱的听众朋友们，主耶稣一直在等待着我们，他降世为人，在马槽中，就是为了你我的生命。 你愿意过一个丰盛的生命吗？那就来接受主耶稣吧，回到他的面前，承认自己的罪，承认自己的软弱，承认他是你生命的王。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，愿你们有一个丰盛的生命，有一个愉快的圣诞节。
让我明白，让我清楚。